God provides what we need. Written October 27, 2018 by Mark Culp. In Exodus 16:4, recounts the story of when God introduced manna to the Israelites. It was during this time he was leading them through the desert after he had miraculously delivered them from the bondage of Pharaoh. They were in the wilderness where God was leading them and forging a people for his own. His simple instructions to his people were to gather only what they needed for the day, with the exception of the sixth day of every week, where they would gather twice as much. Now, these instructions were simple, at least on the surface, but to many, the instructions just did not make any sense. They were in the desert wilderness, after all, and many decided to gather more than what they needed for the day and stock up some for later. I mean, it made perfect sense. What would happen, though, is the extra amount the people would gather became rotten by the next morning, leaving them right where they started. God was trying to teach them dependence upon him. He would supply their need for food his way, one day at a time. Deuteronomy 8:2 reads, "Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness these 40 years, humbling you, testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his command." So the people of Israel gathered more than what was instructed. What was the big deal? I mean, the instructions seemed to run counter to common sense. Sometimes, if not most times, we as Christians live our lives and make our decisions based solely on our human sensibilities. He gave us a brain, after all. Isn't that what he expects? Well, yes, but it's not quite that simple. He gave us a brain and expects us to use it, but over time and in very subtle ways, we tend to start to rely solely on our own understanding of things. It is here that we are most likely to disregard some small thing that we know God wants us to do. What he asks us doesn't seem to make sense, and we dismiss it as maybe just a suggestion. Proverbs 3:5 through 6 in the New Living Translation puts it in very simple words: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take." Disregarding something we deem as small may have big repercussions. God always wants what is best for us, even when that path includes pain. Just know that whatever God asks us to do, even if it seems counterintuitive, is always for our good. Our understanding is finite, and its reliability is faulty due to man's fall. Go to God for true understanding. We're not as smart as we think we are. We need to learn to get over ourselves and learn to trust Him.